Okay, thank you very much for actually being here and listening to me. I'm Stephen Downs Martin. Just to put this into context, at the Naval War College, the kind of wargaming I do is strategic slash high operational. We do education and training, but it's a small part of our mission. It's concept studies, futures studies, and sort of strategic deterrence, etc. So I'm going to be talking, when I talk, put that into context. I'm not talking tactical education, tactical training, okay? I was asked, or rather, what I was asked and what I heard may not have actually have a high correlation, and General Sharp would appreciate that. What I heard was that I should look at what it is we don't know about how important military is war game, which immediately raised a problem with me, because what I don't know about any subject is a vast plain of dust, ashes, and chickens of despair, and you don't want to follow me there. What I'm going to ask is, why should we actually care? I'm going to answer the question, why should we care about how there's war game in a different way? And bottom line up front, as opposed to bottom line at the back, which is blab, is how others' war game is, in fact, an intelligence tool. Okay? So let's see if this works. So, first thing I did is I went and looked at, well, who are the world's great militaries? Surely these are the ones we ought to be concerned with. So I dragged up the SIPRI list of top 20 militaries, collected the whole set, and there's three things one notices up there, really. First, we get the usual suspects, and this is a big yawn. Yeah, we've got all the people around this table, around here. We also, at the War College, have wargamed against many of the Latin American countries, and with them, sometimes simultaneously with two Latin American countries that don't really like each other. We've wargamed with India, Korea South, let's see, Japan, and so on, Turkey, Canada, Israel. There are the ones there that we haven't wargamed against, and there's the net. So we pretty much can cover a lot of, how we wargame, how those countries wargame. We either know how they do it, or we've actually taught them how to do it, so they do it a lot like us. An interesting point there, how they actually, when you teach someone how to do something and then they go do it, they bring their own culture to bear. And so they invent and create all sorts of little nuances which are important. Well, okay, but what's missing here? First of all, anyone from Russia here? Nope. Anyone from China? Nope. Anyone from North Korea? Nope. You think we really ought to be talking about how those guys wargame? For two reasons. One is may teach us tips and techniques and tricks. But really, how people wargame will tell us something. Let's see, yeah. And big stuff missing from here. North Korea is missing from this list because we don't know what its budget is, so it doesn't appear on the list of top 20, even though it might be extraordinarily important. And you think maybe we ought to be worrying about non-state actors and whether they wargame and how they wargame. You might want to know how ISIL does its wargaming, for example. I think you might in the next few months or years. So, what happened here? Here we go. So, here's the key. I believe that if we believe that doing war gaming has an effect on war fighting, if we actually believe that, because otherwise why do it, then understanding how a nation or a group of people war game, actually having an intelligence feed about how they war game, may give us insights about how they might war fight. Okay? And in fact, all four interlink. War fighting performance, peacetime performance. Most countries are not actually at war most of the time. So how do they make decisions during peacetime? What kinds of field exercises, decisions do they make during field exercises, separate from war gaming? And what we're after is some sort of understanding of the leader or group cognition that they bring to bear when they go to war. But it's too late to start looking at that after they've gone to war. So we look at how they war game, what's their performance, how do they do it? What are they doing during peacetime? Okay, and then, can we actually dig into this leader and group and look at their cognition? So I propose for understanding how nations or groups for whom we don't have an understanding of how they war game, we ought to put together a framework. And I'm suggesting that across the top you have the purposes of war gaming, and that was one of the first slides on Tuesday by Tom Mowat, okay, purposes. But down the column, down the rows, some of the characteristics of those wargamers, and you do one of these for each wargaming group, leader, whatever. So the competitive environment, strategic objectives, resources, constraints, those are the strategic objectives there as the nation's strategic objectives, not the strategic objectives of the war game. The objectives of the war game come out of the purpose of the war game. So those are sort of standard pieces of information that we know about and bring to bear when designing a war game for a particular purpose up there, and we generate the objective of the game. But what's often missing, in my view, is a real understanding of culture, education, etc., in the nation that you are looking at or the group that you're looking at. And what goes in the middle? In the middle there goes design, the war game design. You'd like them to give it to you, to come here and tell you how they design and build war games and what their tips and tricks and techniques are. But they don't do that. So what do we expect to see in there for North Korea? What do we expect to see for ISIL in each of those cells? And by the way, what else, question mark, just means I have no idea if that list is complete, the right one, or whatever. It's all up for grabs. What do we actually see in there when we actually go and look as an intelligence function? And what would that tell us, and what do the gaps actually tell us? This is how I think we ought to be addressing wargaming by countries that we don't actually know very much about and we are really or should be very concerned with. I really actually don't care how Germany war games, other than maybe they've got some tips and techniques to give me, unless we're going to go to war with them. I do care how North Korea war games, very much so. I do care how ISIL war games, and the problem is we can't get them to come here and tell us. On culture, slides shamelessly stolen from Rex Brynan, go to the Connections USA recent conference website for the whole business of culture and war gaming. So this guy Hofstadter, and I'm not an expert in social science, I'm a real scientist, this guy Hofstadter came up with a number of dimensions that he claimed you could measure nations on. I find that extremely dubious. Maybe it's possible to actually address small groups or individuals, key leaders. And actually, let's study those and see what he has to say and find out if they're useful to roll into war game design. Education, another presentation at the conference in America a couple of weeks ago. How professionals think in action brings us to what exactly does education mean? This is King's College. I did my PhD here. No, this isn't me waking up this morning thinking, oh God, I've got to give a presentation. Education comes from the Latin ex educare, to lead out, to expand, to enlighten. Okay, it has a cultural meaning. And when you go to University of Moscow, and I'm not a Russian speaker, but I've been told that the etymology of the Russian word for education is to mold the mind. I'm not saying one's better than the other, but they are fundamentally different. And based on your education, I assume that you may very well behave and think differently under stress on a battlefield when trying to plan. Okay, so understanding education and how that works, I believe, is critical to roll in to your analysis, your intelligence analysis of how countries war game. So the other piece of interesting research that's going on is leadership profiling in two ways in the social science world. One is expression analysis of micro-expressions that you wouldn't notice sitting there watching me unless you notice them instinctively. But there's a lot of work going on videoing him and examining little twitches over time to try and work out how his stress levels are changing. Is he being deceptive? Is he being honest and open, etc.? The Pentagon has a lot of research on that. Dr. Brenda Connors, it's probably worth looking up. The Body Leads Project. Okay. Political personality profiling. I would look to Dr. Jerry Post from the CIA, a CIA psychologist, a really scary guy, both smart and scary for other reasons. He looks at people like Saddam Hussein, Bill Clinton. He's an equal opportunity analyst. And I assume he's also looking at this dude, but he's not talking about it. So to actually profile them, both from following what they say, how they behave, etc. If we're going to try and understand how Russia, for example, is gaming out Ukraine, we need to understand this dude at a level beyond, you know, Bogsats and games and computer simulations. So some specifics, and once again, Russia. And by the way, I should have pointed out the weasel at the beginning. I speak for myself, not for the U.S. government or anybody else. And the statement, I'm unaware of any evidence, is not the same thing as I'm aware there is no evidence. So I have a security clearance, which is why I have to be careful. Russia, lots of evidence from the Cold War of operational strategic level warfighting. What has changed since then? Dust off your manuals from the Cold War. ISIL, Hamas, and Hezbollah. I am aware of evidence that they do operations assessment. But I am unaware of any evidence describing how they war game. North Korea, I'm unaware of any evidence describing how they war game, but I suspect it's probably Soviet style. China, lots of evidence. I mean, I did a review some time back. You can fill your office with documents describing Chinese war gaming, except it isn't. It's field exercises, it's computer simulations, it's not war gaming, adversarial people against people. They might be doing it. Please come and tell me if they are. I haven't found it. I did find one big, thick, translated out of Chinese manual on execution of the exercise, which seemed to indicate some sort of war gaming going on. But it was more a bureaucratic document about logistics, etc. And so, questions, I'll happily take them, and I hope it wasn't as painful as this. Thank you very much.